Shout it loud, hallelujah. The Jericho destroying, hallelujah. May the Lord God bless Ringgold. May the Lord God bless Ringgold. He brought you here. Bless your life. The Lord God bless Ringgold. Ringgold. Turn to another person and shout it. Real good, real good. The Lord God. Now pray for yourself now, for yourself now. May the Lord God bless me, real good. May the Lord God bless me, real good. He brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone around you. Say, I plug myself into divine favor by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and plug yourself into that divine favor. I plug myself into divine favor by fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus. And I hear you saying this loud. I shall arise and shine in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, destiny robbers. Destiny criminals. I am not your candidate. Can I hear you shouting that loud? Die! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In love, amen. Let's close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Worthy, you are worthy, King of me. Lord of Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah.
Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you.
You are glorious, glorious. You are glorious,
hallelujah,
King of kings, Lord of lords. You are glorious,
hallelujah,
glorious. You are glorious,
hallelujah,
King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship.
Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Worthy, O Lord.
To receive glory.
created. All things have for thy pleasure they are and were created.
The God who created the ancient hills unto thee, O Lord, I give all my praise. The God,
the God who created. Oh, who is that all my praise? Not my heavenly.
Who on earth can truly take my place?
Who on earth can truly take all my praise? The God who created
unto
thee, O Lord, I give
blood of the Lamb, and in the blood of Jesus. And I have been there, I've been to Calvary,
I've been to Calvary,
I've been to Calvary,
I've been my hands in the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. With a voice that roars like thunder. I'd like you to pray these three prayer points before you sit down. You will shout the name of the Holy Ghost. Shout it as loud as you can shout it. This prayer is for so many people here this morning who needs to be purged from satanic injunction. Holy Ghost! Purge my blood from satanic injections. Immediately this prayer starts. Some people will feel strange. Some may feel dizzy. Don't worry. Just keep praying. Even if you fall down, keep praying on that ground where you are. Holy Ghost! Purge my blood from satanic injections. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Yes. Makatendaya boshendera bosepela baka. Louder, louder, louder. Point my blood. Punch my blood. Punch my blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence while that is going on. Yes. That feeling of lifelessness is getting out of your body now. Yes. As many as are here this morning, and while you slept, your enemies came. That which they came to do while you slept, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Be canceled, 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 in the name of Jesus. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Drive out every trace of darkness in my family. This is a serious prayer. Every trace of darkness. Can I hear you shouting it again? In the name of Jesus, drive out every trace of darkness in my family. Drive it out wherever it is. Drive it out. Drive it out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hear the footsteps of Jesus is now passing by. Bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment, be thou made whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, sick soul. See that life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing wave roll. Step into that current. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to count seven from here. When I hit the number seven, you with a loud voice, we shout the name of Jesus seven times. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you call upon the name of Jesus seven times, then on your seventh note, begin to do what you are not able to do before you got here. And begin to check any infirmity in your body. For he has given him a name which is above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. When I count my seven, on my count of seven, you shout Jesus seven hot times. The louder you shout it, the better. On your seventh shout, begin to check your body, because already the power of God is moving from person to person. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Begin to do what you could not do now. Begin to do it. Check that infirmity. But capota le carrier. Get yourself ready again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Check your body again. Look at what is happening to that sister. The electric current of the Holy Ghost, electricity of the Holy Ghost is going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Check your body. Check. Get yourself ready again. Get yourself ready again. Look at what is happening here. A new organ is coming to position. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. Louder. 4, 5, 6, 7. Check your body again. Aha. Yes. If you cannot do what you could not do before you get here, and the infirmity you brought here disappeared, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There are 7 persons here. You've been writing examinations in your dream. Examinations that you never finish. You write it in your dream. It's a sign of retrogression. The enemy is trying to push you back. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. That yoke of backwardness is broken. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this loud? Shout this very loud. It is fire prayer, and it is a command. Can you say this the way I'm going to say my own? Environmental witchcraft. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. This is not a day to negotiate. Yes. Scatter them. In Jesus' name we pray. And someone here, if you will pray this next prayer with violence, everywhere your money is stuck, they will become unstucked. So serpents, swallow my finances. Vomit them by fire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we cover the signs and wonders and testimonies here with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in your lives in the name of Jesus. The Lord will move you from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Father, everyone presented in this morning service, do something special in their lives. Do something great in their lives. Do something special in their lives. Do something great in their lives. Now you pick a song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. In our school on Sunday this week, we're starting a series which the Lord has told us will change so many lives. And I believe your own life will not be an exception to that change. We're looking at what I call mental renovation. Mental renovation. And you will do well to listen carefully, because this is where the major defeats come from. And I'm going to be saying this word slowly, because I want you to understand it very well. However, in the course of our explaining this, if you see anybody sleeping by your side, tap them and tell them to continue sleeping. Amen. Mental what? Renovation. That takes us into four scriptures. We're going to look at those four scriptures. The first one is in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, are you there? My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Look at verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Please keep that at the back of your spirit. The same Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If a person is able to change your thinking, it will change your habit. Once it changes your habit, it will change your life. Because changing of habit means changing of destiny. But everything starts from changing that thinking. In Romans chapter 8 that we read this morning, Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Maybe now you begin to understand why the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, say, for to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But that is a problem. The mind, the emotions, the will of so many needs for the bulldozer of the Holy Ghost to go inside. And first of all, demolish it. Then after the demolition, the Holy Ghost will now begin to renovate. Until that happens to many, they will not be able to access the wealth of their destiny. There are thousands of people here who are supposed to be kingdom blessers. There are thousands of people here who are supposed to be blessing others. There are thousands of people here who are supposed to be blessings to the household of God. There are thousands of people here that the destiny of all their families is attached to them. So whether they stand or they fall, it's not they who are standing and falling, it's the whole generation that is standing and falling. This is why you must listen very carefully to what we are saying. And all the defeat starts in the mind. Once your mental state is in a mess, and you do not allow the bulldozing power of the Holy Ghost to come in and readjust it, you remain where you are. This is why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Please open your Bible to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. If you are there, say yes. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Look at verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And how is this transformation going to happen? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Mental renovation. What does it mean to renovate? It's to clean, to overhaul, to refurbish it, to rehabilitate it, to remake it, to repair it, to restore it, to recondition it, to make over, to renew. That's what it means to renovate. Currently, in this our mad world, because the world has indeed gone mad, in this mad world, people are renovating their body. They renovate their body. Some who feel that their breast is too small, they renovate it. They put things inside it to make it larger. Some feel that their bum is too small, so they balloon it. They renovate. Some feel that they don't have muscles, so they struggle to develop muscle and build their bodies and renovate their bodies. People are renovating their bodies. Some are renovating their diet. The way they eat now, they have changed it. They used to eat all kinds of things before, and then they begin to adjust. They're now beginning to know that sitting in a bucateria and say, give me 3 pounded yam and 4 bushmeats and give me a bottle of coke to top it. And then they're beginning to know that it may not be that helpful. Some eat anything anywhere before. They're renovating their diet. Some are renovating their career. They find that, well, if I don't read this more, if I don't get these certificates, I can't go this length, so they are trying to renovate it. Some are even carrying out house renovation. They're renovating houses. Some are renovating their cars. But all these processes that we are doing, some of them can take hours, some can take weeks, some can even take a whole year to complete it. But more importantly, better than the physical outlook, better than the physical comfort, a lot of people are neglecting the renovation of their mind. They don't know anything about mental renovation. And this is a sad thing. When you renovate your heart, when you renovate your mind, you will now reform your habits. And that will completely revolutionize your life. When you change your thinking and renew your mind, then that affects your habit. And when you reform that habit, you will certainly revolutionize your world. Your life changes. The mind is the seat of our consciousness. Our reflective consciousness is the mind. The mind is the seat of our intelligence. With our mind, we have the power to refocus the way we live our lives. Because our life is what our thoughts make it. As He thinketh in his heart. The Bible says, so is he. That is, you are a sum total of what you have been thinking. So right thinking, beloved, is the ancestor of correct action. The way we become is the way we think. And no man can be defeated. No man can be forgotten among the lost unless he or she loses the battle of the mind. This is why nobody will go to hell by mistake. And nobody will make heaven by accident. Your mind will need it to work in this matter. So wrong thinking will bring wrong action. Right thinking will bring right action. And these are very, very serious matter. There is something they call mindset. When you set your mind like concrete, you do not allow the bulldozing power of God to get into it. When you set your mind like concrete, I say, hey, they don't know me. They don't know me. Once I make up my mind like that, I can't change it. They don't know me. Even if I'm wrong, I will keep going wrong because I want to prove to them that they don't know me. Even if I'm wrong, I cannot apologize because they don't know me. Even if I'm wrong, I cannot confess that I'm wrong because I want them to know that I am who I am. A mindset. Unless you allow the power of the Holy Ghost to move in to do some demolition and to convert you to a little child. Little child. Jesus said, except you accept the kingdom of God, like a little child, so you will not get there. This is a serious matter. Many people are keeping destructive properties in their pocket, and they are playing with serpents. It becomes the story of that boy, a little boy, went out into the field to play and saw a small dog. He thought it was a small dog. So he took the dog home and kept the dog in the attic in their house. And once they give him food, we divide into half, took half upstairs. And the parents did not know that their little boy had a pet in the attic. Little boy too did not know that what he thought was a dog that he got in the field was actually a baby lion. And so he was feeding it. The thing was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. About a week, little boy forgot to take food upstairs. The day he appeared there with food, the lion had grown beyond the baby that he thought it was. Not only did that lion devour the food, but it devoured the boy. A lot of people are keeping things in their pocket, stored inside their mind, and it's destructive. And this is a serious matter. A lot of people keep sending invitation cards to their enemies. You invite the enemy to come inside. It is a dangerous thing to invite the enemy into your mind. There is something the school of deliverance, we call them mind demons. Mind demons. I'm praying for all of you who are gathered here this morning. That every demon of the mind, the demon of the mind that the enemy has used to control so many lives, I command them to be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your chest and shout this louder than anyone around you. Say, my mind, hear the word of the Lord. Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. It is still not loud enough. Receive the blood of Jesus. Shout it again. Shout it again. Shout it a third time. It is even more dangerous when you are not even aware of the problem. If your mind is not free from evil influences, then you are harboring dangerous properties. When you win a man's heart, you have him. When you capture a man's thoughts, you control him. Win his mind, you have him. Control his thoughts, you control him. Therefore, Satan fights terribly for the mind of man. He fights seriously for that mind. To just get the control by force, to get the control by any method, is bombarding the heart of men day and night. Satan manipulates the minds of God's people with surprising ease. Why is it that many find it so difficult to remember the scriptures they memorize? Why is it? Why is it that the mind of many people wander during prayer? It is because the mind of man is a theater of satanic operation. The extent to which Satan can influence your thoughts is the extent to which he can control you. The honest and hard fact is this. The devil has to work with the human mind. He has no other tool to work with. Those who fight war is because the war starts in their mind first. Those who are committing fornication, it starts in the mind. Those who are cruel and wicked, it is their mind that is cruel and wicked. And therefore, if you say, I don't know why, I don't know what's wrong with me, my mind is very bad. My mind is very bad. If your mind is bad, it's simple as that, is that you are bad. And you say, but the devil works on the body too. Yes, it works on the body. But most bodily affliction starts from the human mind. So the mind is the center of the warfare. This is why this mental renovation is something you must listen to carefully. If you have a mindset that you are never going to experience freedom for whatever you are going through, then you can't get out. If you have a mindset that you can never have enough money, then you can't have it. If you have a mindset that you never get out of the battle that you get got yourself into, you never get out of it. If you have a mindset that all this problem, if my father caused it, my father caused it, my father caused it, if it is my father that did not send me to school because I'm a woman, you have that rear mirror mindset, then you remain there. I know what is the problem. It's because when I was in secondary school, I aborted a child. I did this, I did that. If you keep that mindset on, you forever remain in the rear mirror. This is not the time for that. It's gone now. It's time for you to develop a new mindset that I'm getting out. I am getting out. I don't want to get back to that. Right now, I must get out. That is a new mindset. But if you don't have that kind of new mindset, and your mindset is just defeat and defeat and defeat, then you are already defeated. 3 months ago, I was impressed to see a 72-year-old man getting a degree at the university. He was graduating with his grandson. He graduated with his grandson. He made up his mind that I must do this. It must be done. And he kept pursuing it. He kept pursuing it. He kept pursuing it. One of the persons you can call a dunce, was doing very poorly in school. And they were talking down to him, discouraging him. That was useless. That amount to nobody. But his mother, who is a Christian, kept encouraging him. Don't listen to them. That fellow now is the best, one of the best brain surgeons in the world as far as children are concerned. With those hands, they say was foolish and was awkward. By the time his mindset changed, everything began to change. The mentality of many people needs to be changed. Sometimes you say, go and apply for a job. Say, I don't know anybody. I have nobody to give me letter. I don't know anybody. Yeah, you need to know people. Once you put that mindset on, you remain there. But if you say, no, I may know nobody. David did not know anybody in the palace. He had never been to the palace before. But Saul had a problem, and they needed a solution. They needed a musician to play, so that his demon would let him go. Somebody, when they were looking for people, somebody that David did not know, was going to say, ah, there is a boy in the desert, the wilderness, who plays instruments very well. His name is David. Let's go and get him. An unknown voice, a voice of a servant, not a VIP voice, took David to the palace. I'm praying for somebody here. That place where you have no voice, nobody to even talk for you, God will raise a stranger that will talk for you. In the name of Jesus. But you need to demolish that mindset. I was reading a testimony. Five people were invited for a foreign job. And they were looking at their papers. The man who was to take the decision, who was to organize interview, said, no, let me, I don't want to organize interview. Bring their papers. He brought the first person up. So, who recommended this one? They mentioned his name. He dropped the application. Who recommended this one? They mentioned the name of the VIP that recommended him. Put the paper down. Who recommended the third one? Mentioned the name of one huge madam that was very influential that recommended him. Put the thing down. Took the fourth one. Who recommended this one? They mentioned the name of another ambassador from somewhere who recommended him. Put it down. Pick the last one. Say, who recommended this one? Nobody. He's applied. He said, that's the person I want. Bring me that man that is going on his own, not climbing on the wings of this I know, that I know. And that's how he got a very important job. He knows nobody, but he knows the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And once you know that one, you don't even need to know anybody again. Because he will be your voice. I'm praying that every destructive mental situation, terrible mindsets that has kept anybody down, Father, let the bulldozing power of the Holy Ghost demolish them this morning in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Listen to these secrets that many of us don't know. Satan has instant and immediate access to each person's mind. So it is your duty to chase him out. There is nobody that Satan does not speak to their mind. But you just keep it out. Because the Bible says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are lovely. So that's what you should be thinking about. So anything that is against them, just push it out. When you give it room to generate and bring forth fruit, then problem happens. Serious problem happens. Serious problems happen. So Satan has instant access to people's mind. Two, Satan has complete picture of our thoughts and imaginations. He knows it. He knows what you are talking about. He has complete picture of our thoughts and imaginations, including our motives, our intentions, and our secret ambitions. He knows them. Don't deceive yourself. Three, Satan is familiar with every weakness and every strength, particularly our defenseless and vulnerable areas. That's your weakness. He knows it. He knows what to suggest to this one. He knows what to suggest to that one. He knows that food is their weakness. He knows that sex is their weakness. He knows that alcohol is their weakness. He knows. Four, as permitted either by carelessness or ignorance, he can plant or remove ideas from our mind. As you permit him, either by carelessness or ignorance, he can plant or remove ideas from our mind. We will remove it, or we'll plant it. That's what the Bible says. It is not what to put in your mind that causes trouble. It's what is coming out of that heart. Five, he knows us better than we know ourselves. You can deceive all the people, but you cannot deceive the devil, because he's a master deceiver. You cannot deceive God, because God knows all things. Many of us are likely to forget our mistakes or faults, but he does not forget. Every wrong feeling, every wrong thought, every wrong intention that you have had is stored in their memory bank. And the devil now comes to give appetizing suggestions. He will look at your weakness and begin to suggest. He will present evil suggestions so cleverly put together they will match the person's weakest point. And it will appear as if it's the right thing to do. Because the devil is an expert in counterfeit deception and disguise. So don't take this teaching lightly. The power of suggestion by the devil is so terrible that it made even our master sweat drops of blood in the garden. He sweated blood in the garden by the power of suggestion. And once the enemy begins to bring suggestions and you don't know what to do, you are mortgaging your destiny, mortgaging your world. This is the introduction to what this thing is all about, mental innovation. Changed thinking. It's not automatic. You must work at it. Changed thinking is difficult. Very difficult. Somebody has said, only 3% of human beings think. Only 3% think. They say 4%. They think they are thinking. 93%, they don't think at all. Not that they don't think at all. It's not constructive thinking. So really, only few people think well. Because the enemy has taken over the thinking facility of so many people. Change thinking is not automatic. That is why we are doing this kind of teaching. Change thinking is difficult. It's difficult. But change thinking is a good investment. As when you change your thinking, begin to change your habits, change your beliefs, change your expectation, and then you begin to change your world. Change your world. Perhaps you are here this morning. You have a wicked mentality, malicious, sinful, ungodly. Repent. Let the bulldozing power of the Holy Ghost help you. There are plenty of wicked husbands and wicked wives and wicked children. This is a generation where respect of parents is zero. This is part of what is wrong with this generation. Unfortunately, most of the young ones, the children, are putting themselves under curses. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, so that your days may be long in the land which the Lord, like God, has given to you. So, meaning that if you are disrespecting your parents, it's a serious matter. 3 weeks ago, a woman came to me crying that one day the son was misbehaving, a boy of 14. So she gave the boy a start. So what are you doing? Said to her surprise, the boy held her hand. Mommy, if you try that again, I will disgrace you here. You understand? Never again. Must you raise up your hand against it. The woman said she was shaking because the boy was bigger than her. And it was the boy held her two hands with one hand. Give her serious warning. Honor thy father and thy mother. That this may be long, that it may be well with you. If you have a wicked mind, just let God deal with it today here. Perhaps you are here too. You have a foolish mind, mischievous mind, silly, stupid, unintelligent mind. Let God deal with it now. Let God deal with it. A brother came and said, he wants to marry a sister. Brought the sister from somewhere. Cannot find a good sister in the whole of Mountain of as big as it is. Brought the person. Okay, what do you want? He said, this is the person I want to marry. Has God spoken to you? Say yes. How did you get? Has God spoken to you? Say yes. Say how? Say, if you want to ask a question from the Lord, you want an answer. How does God speak to you? Then he said, a dream? Okay, what dream did you have in this matter? He said, the first dream, I saw this man in a cage, and I was giving him banana inside the cage. That's the first dream. So, okay, another one. I said, number two. So I saw him driving a car. Then I was beside him in the car. All of a sudden, somebody changed the steering wheel to the back. So the steering wheel of the vehicle relocated to the back of the vehicle. I said, okay, you yourself. This revelation you are sharing here, is it positive or negative? He
said, it depends on how you look at it, sir. Okay, look at it whatever way. They took the steering of your vehicle and put it at your back. They converted your husband to monkey and you are giving him banana. So, which way do you want to look at it again? But the man said, I love her. I'm going home. Foolish heart. That's what the Bible calls reprobate mind. Dishonest. Evil corrupt. They need renovation. There's something the Bible calls carnal mind. Immoral mind. Worldly mind. Unspiritual mind. Materialistic mind. That kind of mind. Carnal. I saw the Bible called vain mind. Unproductive. The heart of vanity. Vanity upon vanity. And it's a very, very sad thing. Very sad thing. Vanity. And some are so vain as children of God. They are copying the dresses of marine women. And there are plenty of marine women that have bombarded all churches. And they come dressing like fish to church. To confuse foolish men whose eyes cannot stay in one place. Not knowing that it's marine. Marine. And a man takes a marine woman home. Won't know that the reproductive organ of the woman is the mouth of an open snake. And then you are putting your manhood into the mouth of a snake. Then something, your business goes upside down. That is a corrupted mind. Decayed, debased. This is a very serious matter. This morning, we have friends to pray. We are going to continue this teaching for a while until we begin to see these correct changes of mind that will position you to where your destiny should be. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. That songwriter says, change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. Say, may I be like you. Say, you are the potter and the clay. Change me and mold me after thy will. Say, change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. I want you to sing that song.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be like.
Can you say that again? Change my heart.
Change my heart. Change my heart. Oh, may I be like.
Sing it again one more time. Sing it again one more time.
In my heart, oh Lord, may it ever.
Sing it again louder now, one more time.
In my heart, oh God, make it ever new. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you.
Right there where you are. Lay your hands on your chest. You will shout louder than anyone around you. Especially if you want something specific to happen in your life this morning. Especially if you are not willing to go with a plastic experience. Especially if you want the touch of heaven upon your soul, you will shout this loud and clear. Oh, heaven! Come into my soul! In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray. Holy Ghost, renovate my mind. In the name of Jesus. Renovate my mind. Renovate my mind. In the name of Jesus. My portale carimos upon the Kayaboshente. Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand upon your head, beloved, and begin to speak good things into your own life. Prophesy that it shall be well with you, that no weapon formed against your life shall prosper, that this week you shall experience a divine jackpot in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Your going in shall be blessings. Your coming in shall be blessings. Your going out shall be blessings. Everywhere you go, the angels of the living God shall surround you. The kind of breakthrough that will make you forget any past disappointment will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Any vehicle that has accommodated drinkers of blood, you will not be part of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.